Good morning, MGTOW men. This is a little short video. This is on a this is the Australian satellite view type thing. Mainly interested in capturing imagery on the storms and weather views. The lightning strikes particularly, because they're always of a concern. And this is where you can see topographical features like mountains and valleys, and different clouds at different altitudes coming in at different levels. For instance, the weather basically blows from from west across to the east. And at present there's a colliding front. You can see the cloud front coming here over the top of a fucking big swirling sort of mass of air that's going around through the Great Australian Bight, which is this sort of thing. It's not B-I-T-E, it's B-I-G-H-T. So you get that. And some of the interesting things is, see, this whole sort of area along here rose up by, I think, I don't know, 200 or 400 feet, and the whole of the inland Australia was a great big fucking ocean, you know, shallow ocean. And the only place that sort of drained out was down through there. So there's a whole sort of gulf of depressed area, or lower than usual sort of area, which doesn't seem to really sort of fucking run out of there anymore. Just usually fills up these big lake areas here during massive floods. But before all that, there was a depression. There's a depression that comes down through there, and as the clouds blow over, the wind blows over that depression going down through there, it creates a sort of a subsonic harmonic, you know, very low frequency, but you can see the waves in the cloud patterns. It's much like if you get an old bullet casing or a Coke bottle or something, or a little small container, and you go across the top. Well, these are the oscillations of the air going across there, hitting the lowland and then reverberating from the turbulence. You see the cloud patterns there, you know. Now, these clouds are sort of slewing around and they're sort of moving up at the same time. There's the Great Dividing Range, which goes up through there, which is a whole sort of coastal sort of mountain range. So the clouds are banking up behind that, and then they're rarefying as they compress with the altitude and then fucking race across over the top of the mountains. That's why there's a clear sort of an area after that, and that's where you get a lot of rainfall being dumped down through there, or it looks like. Yeah, this is really fascinating. And you get the same thing here. There's mountains and valleys up through there. But you get getting the cloud mass moved down there. So there's clouds going across here at great altitude. And then there's clouds at a lower level which are going down through there. And then you get the same reverberation in them, the harmonics, you know, which is really good. And then there's another piece of cloud coming down there. I'll zoom out with this. I've got this playing at a very low sort of speed because there's so much data in these images that they're really, really, really intense, and there's a lot to download and there's a lot to keep sort of playing. So the clouds here are moving back across there, and they're going that way, and then they're hitting this fucking air as it's coming down through there. Then there's a fucking divergence. It's curling back and around, you know. Yeah, the weather's a very, very dynamic thing. And up through here, these could be cyclones. I'm not really sure. They could be sort of not quite cyclones, but where you get a lot of hot air, you know, over the sea. And then that hot air starts rising up into huge sort of thunderstorms. If I can ever catch a cyclone, if I can ever catch a cyclone on here and zoom in on it, they're fucking amazing. They are just so intense. There's like, say the air starts moving in and it starts spinning as it goes in, say clockwise. I think that might be the wrong way around, but say the air comes spiraling in as a clockwise and then it shoots up through a huge vertical sort of channel, you know, the wall of the cyclone, and then it sprays out at a much higher altitude, all the clouds and shit, like a giant sprinkler, and they're incredible. They are really incredible. So I will try to find some. Or they stand out like dog's balls, actually. Here we got some clouds that are kind of operate where the warm sea creates channel of rising air. It creates these channels of now these aren't cyclones, and we've got to sort of wait for the night time to go into daytime. And yeah, this will do. These are fucking incredible to watch. It's like sort of rivers going over the rapids, you know, because you get all this air coming down. These areas in blue, they're land masses, they're countries, that's the coastal areas. So you get these like big fucking streams of air with moisture in them and that, and then they collide and that ups the pressure, so the cloud the moisture condenses out, condensates out, and then you get the pillars of hot air rising up into the atmosphere into a higher altitude type effect, and then there's clouds moving in under them. Yeah, so that's just like watching river water coming down through the river, you know, around stones and shit in the river, underwater, you know. I'll just pause there for a bit so you can watch it happen. This is the looping in slow as I can possibly make it, because there's so much data here that the data processing, the imagery, and the screen capture software just won't process it at full speed. So got to slow it down a little bit, you know. Still, it's good. You can see shit in there. There's details in there. This is really fascinating. We'll zoom out. I'll see if I can find a fucking cyclone. Like, I don't pay much attention to the weather overall, you know, like, you know, oh, tropical cyclone, blah, 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 you know. I don't watch the mainstream media because they're just outright lying cunts, you know, so if 9 out of 10 things that are saying are just outright fucking bullshit, they can get fucked for the other 10% too, you know. Yeah, so the weather sort of interests me because there's so much going on and it's so spectacular. You know? Like here's a jet stream going across there at what appears to be high altitude, yet the clouds here, they're all at different altitudes. They're all sort of going that way. You know? Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. Well, I'll shut up now because this is getting too sort of long. It'll get into being an enormous file size. But it's fascinating. It's like watching the tide come in and go out again. Yeah, and apparently Australia was joined to Papua New Guinea by a land bridge, but because of some huge fucking storm that came through, it washed all that sand and shit away. Now there's just a little trail of islands across there. You know? And the sea sort of rushes through that gap. As does cloud mass. You know, clouds tend to sort of sink towards the lowest bit of the atmosphere and they flow between the continents more than they actually go over the continents, because then they have to rise and deal with the rising convective currents, and they're sort of like magnetic fields. Like that there, I don't think is a cyclone. But it looks like an area of warm sort of sea, and the clouds are sort of boiling up into the atmosphere, creating some sort of huge fucking storm. One of the characteristics of cyclones is the air starts spiraling in until you get like a core and like a sort of a hollow bit in the center. Then as it gets up into as the column reaches altitude, and then it starts to spray fucking clouds and shit out like a big sprinkler, you know. And then you can see with the characteristic winds, say the ground level winds are moving in that way, but there's fucking high altitude winds are moving out that way, you know. So you can see the fucking dynamics of the atmosphere at different altitudes. Yeah. Pretty amazing. It would be good to have a huge screen to have lightning fast internet and to be able to view this in super 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 high resolution just to watch it, you know. It's fascinating. There's just so much going on, you know. Well, I'm gonna have to end this here, gentlemen, because this file size will end up being huge. But yeah. Oh, gone. Just one more little look. Gone. Zoom in. Zoom in. You can always play this video back at 2 or 3 times the speed. And I think every frame is like 10 minutes. So it's 8:20 a.m, 8:30 a.m, 8:40 a.m, 8:50 a.m. So yeah, the satellite photos are every 10 minutes. Or you can play it back at fucking time it, so it's more or less 10 minutes between each frame change, you know. So that's, yeah, it's pretty awesome.